Can we live without bees? A vital part of natural ecosystems, bees play a critical role in food production. But in recent years, these vital insects, as well as many other pollinators, are in decline. A recent report co-authored by Canadian researcher John Klimko, a scientist at the Atlantic Canada Conservation Data Centre in Sackville, NB, warns more than one-fifth of pollinator species studied in North America are at risk of extinction. According to the study published in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, PNAS, out of 759 pollinators studied in Canada, more than 10% were at some level of risk of extinction. There has been concern for pollinators across North America and across the world for quite a while now. But apparently it's becoming pressing and is coming to light more and more on how critical this has become, said University of Guelph entomologist Aaron Fairweather. All sorts of pollinators are at risk across the planet, but insects and invertebrates, in particular, are being impacted. Canada has hundreds of species of wild pollinators, which transfer pollen from one flower to another, including bees, flies, beetles, butterflies, moths, wasps and vertebrates such as hummingbirds and bats. Pollinators are integral to food security, natural ecosystems and the economy. They bring more than $15 billion worth of food each year in North America, according to the study. With research we do have in our region, we see fireflies, moths and butterflies are a little bit more at risk and we are starting to see more and more data on the native bees and that there is risk to some particular groups. We see a lot of impact on bumblebee species, Fairweather said. There are quite a few species in southern Ontario that are at risk. But in terms of ground nesting bees and leafcutter bees, we don't know yet just how impacted they are. They don't seem as impacted as they are in the southern U.S., but we don't have as much research on them. When it comes to insect pollinators, extinction risks are highest with bees. Out of 472 species of bees in Canada and the U.S., 34.7% were at risk of extinction. There are 10 bee, 11 butterfly, and 2 moth species identified as critically imperiled. Flowerflies and beetles are not at risk, but all 3 pollinating bat species are. Of the 17 hummingbird species studied, there has been a population decline, but numbers are high enough that they do not qualify as being at risk. Pollinators in Canada face numerous threats. The study notes that habitat loss, pesticide exposure, climate change and disease can have negative impacts on pollinators. I think the main things are land use changes and pesticides, and a big part of that is foreign agricultural practices. A lot of crops that are being grown don't require pollinators such as corn and wheat, Fairweather said. And that really fragments the land for the pollinators. They have a hard time finding the food they need and then with that, applying very dangerous compounds for them, it becomes a minefield that they have to navigate. As for fireflies, Fairweather said these twinkling beetles are not very valuable pollinators, comparatively to flowerflies, butterflies and bees, but they are very important predators. Fireflies are at risk from very similar sources and that includes urban and land use changes. They rely on wetlands and marshes. A reduction in those impacts them quite a bit, Fairweather said. They face something that the other insects don't as much, and that is light pollution. For Fairweather, conserving wild pollinators is critical to ensuring the resiliency of Canada's wild ecosystems, urban gardens, and agricultural production. If you have a property of your own, you can plant a flower garden in your yard or a pollinator garden, Fairweather said. And just be aware of what's going on in your region. Eliminating the use of pesticides and invasive plants is also key to helping protect pollinators. Be understanding of what pesticides are being put on the market and whether there are development projects going on around you, Fairweather said. With high levels of fragmentation, Fairweather says that often, there is no consideration when it comes to the habitats of these organisms, which in the long run, can be more damaging. It can be as simple as any time there is a major agricultural development or a major urban development going on, make sure there is a part of that land dedicated for garden space, Fairweather said. Pay attention to the land in your city and where you are living. This all can be very helpful.